Join us for Career Camp Online 2009. You can find complete information on the Career Opportunities Community website, careercommunity.welchwrite.com, WELCHWRITE.com. This is Career Opportunities for January 6th, 2006. A member of Friends in Tech at friendsintech.com. Today's column, Get a Plan. The beginning of a new year is always a time of retrospection, thinking back on all that's occurred, the good, the bad, the indifferent. While reviewing the past can be helpful in some ways, it's by looking into the next year that you can develop some dramatic benefits for yourself, your career, and your company. Take some time this week to really think about what's coming in the next 12 months. There'll be some obvious events to place on this list, but you should dig deeper to discover the projects and maybe even the crises that you'll be facing this year. Start your plans by marking all the upcoming conferences, conventions, trainings, sales meetings, etc. that you might be involved in on the biggest year-at-a-glance calendar you can find to facilitate this process. Since these events usually occur at the same time each year, you probably already have hard dates for each one of them. These dates represent certain defined milestones in your year. It's very likely that most of your energy is going towards these specific dates on your calendar. There's absolutely no excuse for letting important deadlines sneak up on you. You already know they're coming. Next, think of all the important projects that are specific to your company. When does accounting close the books each quarter? When is the end of the fiscal year? When are budgets due? When do new stores open, or the new factory, or the new headquarters building? What promotions are happening when? What holidays stress your systems the most? When are the dead times when you can schedule maintenance and repairs? Get these events into your calendar now, because your next job is to think about each of them and develop an action plan. Now that you have a wide variety of events plugged into your calendar, you need to do something with this information. First, look at all the largest projects and figure out how much lead time you'll need to prepare for them. Will it take a month to install the new servers you need? Should you be ordering that equipment today, or should you postpone that until you're sure you have a place to store the boxes? Think backwards from these big events, and you'll start to develop to-do items and other calendar events that will relate to these larger projects. Before you know it, your year-at-a-glance calendar will start to fill up with all sorts of important dates and tasks. Continue breaking down events into smaller and smaller tasks and mini-projects until you feel that you have some basic understanding of what the coming year holds. Then, keep this calendar visible and available to everyone on your staff, in your department, and even everyone in your company. Big-picture views such as this keep everyone focused on what needs to be done, even if their day-to-day work is chaotic. It's too easy to forget about the big projects until the last minute when you're buried in the minutiae of a typical high-tech job. I consider a year-at-a-glance review as a bare minimum for most businesses that want to get a handle on their work. In reality, though, this should be an ongoing process. As 1 month passes and another begins, you should already be planning for next year. When the fiscal year ends, you should be planning for the same event 12 months out. In fact, there are obvious benefits to doing this. As you engage in each project, you're sure to discover issues and new methods of improving the project. Immediately note these issues and workarounds on next year's calendar. Capture this information now so that you won't have to try to remember how you did it last time. Turn this yearly process into a rolling planning session, planning next January as soon as this one is completed. I'm applying these concepts for year-end planning to every aspect of my work this year, and I hope you'll do the same. I'm already recognizing some major benefits from the process and expect to see even more as the year continues. Think of your coming year now. Keep your head up and watching the horizon, and you can do great things in your high-tech career. Thanks for listening this week. Taking a cue from Phil McKinney's Killer Innovations podcast, where he presents a killer question of the week, I'll be including a career up question each week to get you thinking. If you'd like to join a discussion of career up questions, visit the Career Opportunities forums at forums.friendsintech.com. You can find Phil's podcast at killerinnovations.com. Check it out. This week's question, What large issues or projects should you be thinking about today? Think about it. What large issues or projects should you be thinking about today? I can guarantee you the project may be weeks, months, or even a year away, but there's something out there you should be thinking of now. This has been Career Opportunities with Douglas E. Welch. WelchWrite.com/career. WelchWrite.com/career. I'd love to hear what's happening in your career. Send questions and comments to career@WelchWrite.com or post them as comments on the website. You can also call our listener line at 818-804-5049. If you're listening directly from the website, why not subscribe? It's free and you'll receive each new show automatically. If you enjoy Career Opportunities, there are many ways to show your support, and all are appreciated. These include a tip in our online tip jar, a review in the iTunes podcast directory, and others. You'll find a link for these and more on the website. This show is a production of WelchWrite.com, WelchWrite.com.